Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Diane Timberlake, who was released from prison in 2007 and moved to a halfway house in Fairbanks. The year before, she had tested positive for both HIV and hepatitis C, and she wasn't sure she'd be able to live a normal life when she was released. And then something happened.
I met him in a Bible study. So, and he couldn't read all that well, so I sat next to him and read the Bible to him. And so we became friends, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, here, I know you don't got too much money here. And he gave me like 40 or 50 bucks, and I'm saying, you don't have to do that. He said, nah, I don't need it. You know, and then the way he proposed to me was so funny. He was, I'm serious. He was in a van from Sister Barbie's little church thing, right? And they were getting ready, she was getting ready to take him back to North Star. And there was a bunch of people in there, right? So he pulled up at the apartment I had, because I was on at home, you know, where you have to check in and all that stuff. And William opens up the door. And he says, I'm so nervous. I said, what? And he said, and then Sister Mary goes, just ask her. He goes, oh, will you marry me? And the whole place, all the people in there cracked up. I said, what? So I did.
Diane married William Johnson on October 18th, 2011. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.